It's time to get even. It's time to pay back the neocons. Time to obliterate the fake conservatives that they're calling neocons that had the genesis in Bill Kristol's father, Irving Kristol, who is a Trotskyist, Trotskyite. Trotsky, communist. And then the Jews, as they always do, they say, well, what better way in order to infiltrate the government of the United States of America and subvert it for our own purposes, the purposes of the state of Israel and the Jewish power base? What do we do? Well, communism didn't work, okay? So time to shift gears. Neoconservatism. So you go from Trotskyist, because Irving Kristol was a Trotskyist, Trotskyite, right? And now he's a neoconservative. So he goes from Trotskyist to liberal, right, to neocon. I see. But it's always a make America strong while it's making Israel strong and making the Jewish banking cartel strong. Not making America strong. What good has neoconservatism done? And then they put Victoria Nuland, Jew, who is the slimiest, worst failure, not failure, it's purposeful failure, in American foreign policy. If anybody doesn't know who Victoria Nuland is, that's the troll who's been at the State Department. They never make her Secretary of State, although she's seething for ambition for that. No. They keep her as like Assistant Secretary of State or for Eastern European Affairs or whatever. It's some slightly lower level. She runs the show down there because her husband's name is Kagan. Okay, Kagan in Ukrainian, okay, means king. Okay, so Kagan down at the, I think he's Cardinal. Wait a second, where's Kagan at? He's at the Brookings Institute, I think he is. I can't keep track of all these Jewish espionage organizations called think tanks in Washington. I can't keep track of all the Jewish controlled spy agencies that they call think tanks in Washington, D.C. I can't keep track of all these Jewish spy organizations they are, Jewish espionage and sabotage operations. I can't keep track of them all. But they have names like the Carnegie Foundation, the Brookings Institution, or whatever that name is. They're all these Zionist Jewish sabotage operations disguised as pro-democracy, and it's good for America, and make America strong by making weapon systems and wars that only support Israel, that only benefit Jewish power, and have absolute fuck all for the American people. Right? That's neoconism. That's what the neocon is. So in case anybody doesn't know what the neocons were, which is the latest Jewish mutation of ideology that gives a surface appearance of being one thing, but it's something very, very different. So the trick with the neocons is, the neocon says we have to fight and wage wars all around the world, and we have to be able to win two wars at once against multiple enemies, but all the wars are always in the Middle East, and they always benefit Israel, and that they don't do shit for the United States of America. That's a trick. That's the neocon trick. Make America strong by going over to Israel and fighting every single war for Israel and giving absolute fuck all to the United States. That's what neoconservatism is. Okay? And that was what communism was during the days of the Russian Revolution. The Jewish financed communism, financed by the Schiff, the banking Schiff banking dynasty, financed by the Rothschilds, because they were all agents of Rothschilds, all of them, right? Financed by the Jewish banking mafia back then, financed the Russian Revolution and gave us communism. Disguised as a people's revolution to liberate the people. It was a trick by the Jewish bankers in New York to take over the country, the nation of Russia. And that's what communism was, right? And all through the decades and all through the centuries, we have these movements, and we have these personalities that present themselves as one thing, these Jews. But it's always for a purpose that they don't really tell you what that is. Okay, Trump, I did like the fact that Melania Trump decided not to meet with those slime balls called the Bidens. Okay, you have the traditional first ladies. They meet, you know, and it's supposed, okay, the outgoing administration meets with the incoming administration. Then it's a meet and greet, shaking hands, kiss and love. They tried to kill him. They didn't play very nice. They played, they did everything. These Jews, the Jew Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland, who's the person that's at the top of the, at the the Department of Justice, right? DOJ. Merrick Garland, Jew, right? They've been trying to get that Jew in there for, they tried to get him on the Supreme Court. Now he's in the Department of Justice. Why? Merrick Garland, why are they trying to push this Jew into a powerful position? Well, you saw what Merrick Garland did, didn't you, Donald Trump? Aren't you a bit interested, Donald Trump, in getting even? There's one thing I like about Donald Trump. There's one thing I like about him is he's vindictive as fuck. Okay, now, right now, prove it. Prove it, Donald. Prove it. Obliterate the neocons. Fuck them up. Destroy them. Finish them off forever. And if there's a think tank in Washington, D.C. that's pushing this Jew neocon line, that is destroying the American family, that is destroying the American economy, that is destroying our standard standing in the world, if there is one neocon piece of shit left in Washington after you leave your office in 4 years, shame on you. Shame on you. Do not hug and kiss them. Do not come out and say, well, it's time to mend fences and shake hands. They tried to kill you. They tried to put you in jail. And believe me, Donald Trump, if those neocon pieces of shit could have had your face and your teeth against a curb and curb stomped you into the curb and killed you that way, they would do it in a second, my friend. So it's time for revenge. It's time to get even. It's time to obliterate. It's time to stamp out the neocons forever and ever and ever and ever. You make sure Victoria Nuland is... You make sure every single American citizen knows who this piece of shit is, and you make Victoria Nuland pay for what she did to this country. You make her pay. But understand this. Like everyone in Washington, they're just fucking puppets. Do you think Victoria Nuland even makes a decision on her own? It goes right up that chain. And believe me, that chain ain't Christian. That chain ain't Muslim. That chain's not Hindu. It's not Buddhist. That's a Jewish chain, my friend. That is a Jewish chain of power, Mr. Trump. That's your enemy. All the enemy of humankind is a Jewish enemy, my friend. It's Jewish. Threat to our children. It's always been a Jewish controlled economy. And they obviously didn't do a good job. Oh, no. Not for us. They did a great job for themselves. And Larry Fink and Stephen Schwartzman buying all the trailer parks. Right? Buying all the homes now. For single family homes. The American dream. The Jews buying it. You know, their interest in genetics. Buying 23andMe. You know, their interest in clamping down on free speech. You could say anything you want about a Christian. You could say, hey, I think we should tear the heads off of every Christian and piss right down their throat. The Jewish controlled Google's not going to have a problem with that. You're not going to get kicked off anywhere for that. You could say we should take all these Hindus and Buddhists and just slaughter them, open their guts up and spill their guts right on the ground. No problem. But if you say, I'm concerned about the Jewish control of the money supply, ban! I'm not even talking about opening their guts, cutting their heads off, and pissing down their rat throats. No, I'm not talking about even that. You can't even slightly criticize them. You get banned. Banned! But you can piss all over Christians. You can take shit all over Islam and Buddhist and Hindu. You just can't criticize slightly. Just slightly. You're not even allowed to slightly give a polite criticism about Jews. Why is that? Why the fuck is that, huh? Oh, nonsense, Google! It's anti-Semitic to say that Jews control stuff. It's time to get revenge, my friend. But unfortunately, Donald Trump has got a little Jewish problem himself. Eh? But don't forget, Donald, Benjamin Netanyahu stabbed you right in the back. He was the first one to call Biden, remember? You said, fuck Netanyahu. You said that. Don't you remember? Don't you remember that? Well, are you going to live? Are you going to get? Are you going to get even with people? Yeah. All these people that tried to do you harm. All these people that stabbed you in the back. Most of them are Jews or working for Jews. Yeah. What about that piece of shit down at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Mr. Christopher Wray, who that fat pig Chris Christie told you to put in there, and you went and did it. I don't know why you listened to Chris Christie. Mr. Christopher Wray just getting white-collar criminals and government and corrupt government officials off the hook. Right? Peddling his time at the, you know, whoring out his time at the Department of Justice. Right? And now you have, so time to get even with Christopher Wray for the damage he's done to the American people. For the damage he's done to our standing. For telling us the most stupid thing you've ever heard, the biggest threat is white nationalists, who no one has ever actually met one. We see them on the internet, but we've never actually met one. I haven't met a white nationalist. Have you? Yeah. Christopher Wray says the biggest threat to America is white supremacists, white nationalists that no one has ever met. He's full of shit. He's lying. The biggest threat is the Jewish banking mafia called BlackRock. Right? The Vanguard, Blackstone, right? Buying up all the, gobbling up the American dream so that young married couples can't afford to buy a house anymore. Because when they put the house on sale, you got BlackRock pulls up in a limousine and outspends everybody. Where are they getting that money? Oh, they're stealing it from the retiree pension funds. So they're raiding the pension funds, these Jew rats. And then they're spending that money, not failing, because he put something like $20 billion in his pocket, I think, last year, Stephen Schwarzman. Fucking rat. Okay, as the pension funds, he's robbing the American retirees. Yeah, look it up, Donald. Look it up. Well, Stephen Schwarzman is a friend of Donald. So, yeah, he does hang out with rich Jews, I'll tell you that. And he got money from, $100 million from Marian Adelson. But, you know, she doesn't have that much influence in Washington, Donald. And this is your last term. So you don't have to worry about re-election. You can fucking clean house. You can clean the swamp if you really want to. Don't clean the swamp, Donald Trump. Please don't clean the swamp. Please obliterate the swamp. Exterminate that swamp. Exterminate them. Get even. But you're not going to get even with that fucking guy who's running the 2025 project. That's Israel Zionism disguised as, Christian nationalism. That's Zionism is what that is. Yeah, that's evangelical douchebags. So time to clean out the Zionist scum, and that's including the Christian nationalist Zionist scum. Take a look at the guy who runs the 2020 project. That guy, I don't even remember his name. Take a look at that guy. The guy who's in charge of it. The guy who created it, that one. Take a look at him. Does he seem like a man of Christ? Does he seem like a man of God? No, he looks like a fucking Jew greaseball. He looks like a Jew. He doesn't look like a man of Christ in his power suit trying to, his fucking... He's not a Christian, okay? He's a piece of shit. So forget that guy too, okay? But some of the things they're talking about, minus the part that we're subservient to Israel, because that's all. That's another trick. It's another Jewish trick, the Project 2025 or whatever they call it, right? That's another, Project 25 or something. That's a Jewish trick. That's a Jewish trick, yeah. They'll say, yes, we have to clean the house, drain the swamp, but we'll put a bunch of Zionists in there. Pro-Israel first. That's what that is. You know, everything is Washington is Israel first, everything. But you don't have to, and you have to remember, too, it doesn't matter if it's left or right-wing Jew Donald who tried to fucking they both stabbed you in the back. All the neocons, that's supposedly the right-wing Jew, right? Okay, so the mainstream Jewish media, that's the left hand of the Jewish power structure. That's media. What's the left hand of Jewish power? What is it? What is it? Repeat after me, the left hand. What's the left hand of Jewish power? What's the Jewish left? Well, that's the media. That's Hollywood. That's the pedophiles. That's the pharmaceutical industry pumping you full of poisons. That's supposedly the left. Right? What's the right hand of the Jewish money power, right? Now, that'd be Israel, state of Israel, weapons business to give Israel power, right? That would be the Netanyahu, that would be the Likud party, that would be the Republican party now. Yeah, that's the right hand of the Jewish money power. Oh, I forgot, the Democrats are on the left hand, but it's both hands of the Jewish banking mafia, and both hands are beating the living shit out of the American people. Both hands of the Jewish power structure. So whether it's the Democratic Party and the pedophiles, and trust me, that's what they are, because they're the ones that are pushing all the children and sexuality and gender, all that. That's coming from the left Jewish power. Absolutely. Absolutely power. And it's the media, the MSNBCs, the Rachel Maddows, the Wires, the View. That's the left hand of Jew money power. And the right hand of the Jew money power is, again, it's this neocon weapons business only to support and enhance the power of Jews. Whether those Jews are Israeli Jews or whether those Jews are BlackRock and the asset managers and the hedge funds and all this. It's the right and left hand of the Jewish money power. Yeah. It's time to get both hands off our neck, because they're strangling the American people. They're strangling the world. They're causing human suffering. It's the right and left hand of Jewish money. Of course it is. Of course it is. Go with non-Jews. A lot of people, I can't be all that happy with every single thing that Elon Musk's doing and stuff. But get out of this Jew, and go get out of this Jew money. Go with Musk. He can land a rocket. He could catch a massive booster. You know. He's a capable guy, and he's got some money. And hopefully we're not going to get mandated brain chips, because I don't want one of those fucking things. So there's possibility with this guy, but there's no possibility with the Jew. No way. And they say, oh, he's Jewish. I know. I've heard maybe somewhere down the line there was a Jew. Hopefully he doesn't exactly act too Jewish, so I need to see more solid proof that he's Jewish, but I don't know. I don't think so. But get out of the Jew. Get out of this Jew world. This Jew lie. Get out of this fucking Jewish lie. Let's break the grip that the Jews have on this country. And let's clean house. Let's hope that Merrick Garland pays for all the damage he's done to our people. Let's hope he pays for that. And let's hope neocons regret every day that they call themselves neocons. Make them pay. Oh, they hate your guts, and they're going to try to kill you because they want more war, because that war puts the money right in that Jewish pockets. Right? And Mr. Kagan, the husband of Victoria Nuland, I guess he's with Brookings. I can't even keep track. I think he's Brookings Institute. That war in Ukraine was so that BlackRock could steal the land, kill off three generations of men. Those poor souls who are dead now in the ground of Ukraine, fertilize the land with their blood. And all they have is widows. And the Jews are going over there and buying that land. That's what that war was about. Transferring the land of the Ukraine to Jews. And if Putin lets those Jews keep that land, shame on Putin. shame on you if you let BlackRock, Monsanto, and all these fucking Jew rats who went over there specifically to buy the land off those poor souls, off the widows who have no use for land, fertilized with the blood of their loved ones. And they're buying thousands of acres for just hundreds of dollars. That's what the war was about. And to take some of those 11-year-old girls, put them in the child sex networks throughout the world? Absolutely. The biggest child sex networks are from Israel to Ukraine. They like blondes. That's a fact. It's in the newspapers, too. Oh, it's going to be harder to find those facts, especially now that I'm exposing those facts. Google will rectify that. The Jewish-controlled and Jewish supremacist power-hungry Google, right? You can call it Joogle if you want to be more accurate about that. And that war was about filling the pockets of the stockholders, the holders of the stocks for Raytheon, Lockheed, Boeing, Northrop Grumman, Raytheon. Oh, who's that? Well, it's State Street, BlackRock, Vanguard. Well, who owns that? That's the old Jewish money power. Oh, how'd they get so rich? Oh, they stole the money from the retirees here in the United States. Look, this is a long story. This is a disgusting story. You know, the Jews who have subverted this nation are disgusting and they need to pay. Whether Trump is somehow in the pockets, and I've heard people say, oh, no, he's a Jew himself. Oh, no, he's converted. Oh, no, I don't know. I don't know. Get even. Keep your vindictiveness alive. Obliterate these people. And don't think that some little piece of shit like Marco Rubio, he's the biggest Zionist scum on the planet Earth. No. And Josh Hawley, that piece of shit, more Zionist than a Jew. one thing I can't stand is these people who call themselves Christians, but that are more Jewish than Jewish people, like Josh Hawley, you know, like the governor of, where is she out there, North Dakota or South Dakota, the woman who was resisting COVID measures, but now she wants to put in the death penalty for people who are anti-Semitic, you know. You're in fucking North Dakota, dude. What do you give a shit? There's no Jews out there, dude. You know? How did you get so into Israel and Jewish issues? How do these people have nothing to do with Jews get so into Jewish issues? Could it be the money and the power that Jews have promised them in order to carry the water for Jews? Could it be like that? Like everyone in Washington has been doing for this many years? Like people in the media, like the scum filth, like down the scum, like at CNN, a Don Lemons of the world, the Anderson Coopers, the Rachel Maddows over at MSNBC. Who do you think they're rattling off their lines on behalf of? It's the Jewish money. Duh. Okay. You know, get even. They tried to kill you, dude. And don't think it wasn't Jews behind that. No, it wasn't Iran, dude. It was Jews. Jewish. They tried to kill you a couple times. Yeah. And the CIA, well, FBI, too, and NSA, you know. They all have their fellowships. A lot of people look at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. Look at the website. Look at all the pictures of the people that are part of that. They're all fellows for East Asian Affairs, fellows for Latin American Affairs, and fellows for this, and fellows for that. Fellow. They're not even Jews. Most of them are goyim. But they all work for Israel because it's an Israeli spy operation disguised as a think tank. Oh, that's right. 95% of all think tanks are Israeli and Jewish spy operations disguised as think tanks. Oh, and every foundation in Washington almost is just a Jewish advocacy or Jewish spy operation disguised as a foundation. Everything in Washington is Jewish, disguised as something that's for America, but its real purpose is to enhance the power and strength and transfer the assets from non-Jews to Jews. Yeah, almost every congressman and almost every senator takes money from Jews and does what that satisfies the agenda that enhances the financial portfolios of Jews and strengthens the state of Israel, the genocidal lunatic scum called Israel. We should have them all in the streets, and we should open up all of their guts and piss on their corpses, and then jump for joy and say, "Yay, they're all dead!" You know? Can you imagine what glee and celebration there would be in the United States if a nuclear bomb landed on Congress and killed them all in one shot? Oh, we would be sad about the Rand Pauls and stuff. Yes, of course. And Thomas Massie and Congressman Massie. Yes, that would be, whoa, what a loss, what a loss. But Nancy Pelosi and, you know, Josh Hawley, I'm for Israel First Hawley, you know, that scum. And what's that guy, Tom Cotton, that Tom Cotton, Israel First Tom Cotton, you know, piece of shit. You know, he's down in Mississippi or Alabama, Louisiana, whatever the fuck these jerk-off scumbag Zionist tools come from. Okay, if those people got nuked, we would all be like, yay, you know? But we're not going to be so lucky. Most likely, we're not going to be so lucky, unless we do get lucky. And Putin decides to send one of these hypersonic missiles down and just wipes them all out. Oh, my God, what an awesome day that would be. Hey, just, you know, just being honest, I think most people would say, yeah, that's... oh, I think most people would like that a lot. Yeah. Ask most people. Here's a good question. Do a survey of most people and say, hey, if Vladimir Putin sent a nuclear bomb over the Capitol building and killed all of the people there in that building, it killed everybody in Washington. Let's broaden the what do they call that, the ring of fire there, or the blast radius. You know, let's expand the blast radius to include all of Washington, D.C. was just vaporized, right? Ask them, would that be good? Would that be good for the world, or would that be bad for the world? Just ask that question to the majority of the American people, and ask that same question to the majority of people in the world, right? Guess what? If I was a betting man, I would bet most people would say that would be a good day. Donald Trump, if you don't completely destroy these scumbags, shame on you. Good luck in your good luck to the American people. Let's hope he does what he says he's going to do and cleans the swamp this time, but really cleans it. It's not looking good, but let's hope he's got some tricks up his sleeve. Okay, bye-bye.